From the right, I'm Mark Harr.
From the left, I'm Peter.
You've crossed the border into Harr Nation.
And it's a new year.
Happy New Year, everyone. Pete, happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
How did you celebrate your New Year's?
I went to bed at 9:30.
What?
I love to start the New Year sleeping.
Just start it sleeping, waking up early the next day.
My wife and I went out the night before. Mm-hmm. We celebrate the 30th.
You celebrate the 30th.
Yeah.
But there's no one out on the 30th.
Yeah, so that's why it's the best.
And what about your kids? How do they celebrate?
Because we get them a babysitter for 9 straight days.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That's some absentee parenting there.
Yeah, just right there at the end of the year. And my wife and I go to an ashram, and we go to a little retreat, and then we come back, and we get wasted for 3 days.
Now, what is an ashram? Is
It's a place where you just go and sort of meditate.
I can't meditate. My body is too loud. Here, watch this. Let's take a moment.
I wish that was coming from your mouth.
I know. That's just my base level noise that comes out my insides.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, maybe you can't meditate.
So the gals and I, we had a great party in our place. We actually celebrated Boxing Day this year.
Which is the
day after Christmas, where all of the servants get to be the masters and the masters get to be the servants. They do it in Britain. It's a little topsy-turvy situation. We had all of our cleaning people.
Did you expect me to attack how terrible that is for class relations?
Well, I think that it's fun, though.
I'm trying in the new year to be a little less contentious. Well, I'm just going to let some things go.
Really?
Yeah.
That's good. See, this is what the left needs to do
fucking go crazy. I just handed you an olive branch, and immediately you attacked me.
This is what the left needs to do is roll over.
No, I don't want to hear what the left needs to do.
Okay, right.
All right. I tried as hard as I can.
You didn't try at all. You're already freaking out.
No, you said one. I said one thing. I said one thing, and you immediately came back with an attack as if you were the dictator. Of the world.
It was not an attack. I was saying this is what all everyone on the left should do. I was praising you. You are the ideal that everyone should be looking at.
Yeah, well, everyone should be taking
a break. I'm seeing people on Facebook, people on the left going, you know what? I'm just not going to post politics anymore. And they're saying it in a brave way as though it doesn't mean that Trump hasn't won. I have a few New Year's resolutions this year.
Yeah.
And one of mine is to be more creative and write more.
You shouldn't do that. You don't have a talent for it.
I do have a talent for it. I
forgot. I'm living in a post-truth America. So.
I was on a BuzzFeed list that said top 10 potential poets.
Community post posted by you.
Yeah. Well, it was sponsored by me. Yes. Yeah. But that's okay because that's why we can get people out there just saying things that we know are not true. Like people that are out there saying Rogue One is as good as Empire Strikes Back, which is clearly a talking point pushed by Disney.
Sure. I don't care about that.
Well, I do. And over the last 3 weeks, it's all I've been talking about.
Yes, I know.
You can't
Our
go
Christmas
out there.
Christmas dinner was all Rogue One talk.
You can't go out there and say that Rogue One is as good as one of the best Star Wars movies ever made.
We are not going to get into this again. You flipped a ham off the table at Christmas dinner.
I know, I'm sorry.
No one ate that, although the dogs loved it.
Well, there's a natural war between pigs and dogs.
What?
Well, I don't want to get into this, but all the historians say that there's
There's a natural war between pigs and dogs.
There's reason to believe that the reason that dogs domesticated themselves with humans was to get back at pigs. In the wild, they're at each other's throats all the time.
There is no reason to believe that.
That is absolutely true. And you'll hear it in a poem that I write.
Well, I did have one little blow up, but I am going to try to be less contentious.
Wonderful.
This year, and so I'm not going to argue about how stupid it is to posit that there is a war between dogs and pigs. Just start talking again.
I'm sorry, that was my body again. All right, so this is very exciting. We're talking about New Year's resolutions. We're talking about getting healthy with a very cool guest that we have, Dr. Harold Bornstein. He's Donald Trump's doctor.
Remember. This is the guy who looks like Chong.
Yes, from Cheech and Chong. Yeah. And he's the one that said that Donald Trump would be the healthiest individual to ever assume the presidency earlier this year. And we all laughed at it. And guess what? He's right now. He's correct.
I'm not going to touch it.
And I'm not going to prove truths anymore. I'm just going to say things.
That's what you've been doing all along.
When we come back, we got Dr. Harold Bornstein. He's going to educate us about the body.
I'm going to try to have a good attitude.
Now, the new year, I'm so excited about the new year because there's so much hope. And rebellions are built on hope. The new year, people make resolutions. And I've made a few myself this coming year.
Right on time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I just want to be healthy again.
I don't think there's a great chance of that happening.
I every year, I get closer to being my best self. And I hope that this year, I can truly be the full man that I've always been meant to be. But we have someone in here today who is, I think, has one of the most important jobs in the United States. This man is going to be helping out the president-elect, soon to be president, remain the healthiest individual to ever achieve the office. This is Dr. Harold Bornstein.
Thanks for having me, Hard Day Shit. It's me, Dr. Harold Ed Bornstein, MD.
Thank you for coming in.
Yeah, doctor. Thank you so much.
Please, thank you for having me. You know I'm a little sucker for the spotlight.
Oh, you're a little sucker.
A little sucker. What a great way to describe yourself. What?
Little sucker is a doctor's term because you give children little suckers after you had given them a little bit of a check.
And you are talking about lollipops or no?
Of course, I'm speaking about little dub-dub root beer flavored lollipops, which is one of my number one prescriptions to children.
So wait, that is the worst flavor.
Root beer is hands down the best flavor of Dub Dub lollipops.
It's the sweetest flavor. I agree. I think it's up there with butterscotch is also a really good flavor. I like the sweeter round flavors.
The round flavors?
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean?
So you have like the tangy sort of sharp flavors like the raspberries. You have the back of the tongue flavors like the green apple.
I like umami lollipops. I like black truffle mushroom lollipops.
Oh, a little salty lollipop.
It hits you right. It's chicken skin and black mushroom truffle.
Oh, that actually doesn't sound bad.
That sounds pretty good.
It's an umami pop.
I wouldn't hate that.
But that's not what I'm here to talk about.
No, you're here to talk about health resolutions and, most importantly, the body, the physical body of Donald Trump.
That is correct. I'm here because people are curious about the president-elect's body, his fitness, his health. Everyone says he's in his 70s, he eats fast food, he golfs, he is on amphetamines, he lives in a fucking tower. He's not ready for society.
Now, no. It's the new year.
It's the new year. It's the new us. We're coming up on the day where he takes over. Everyone's concerned that if he dies, that the RoboCop Pence will take over.
The RoboCop Pence?
Everyone, if you're not familiar with the conspiracy that Pence is a RoboCop.
I've never heard this.
I don't doubt it for a second.
Well, this is the left-wing stuff where they believe the Russians meddled in the election. They believe that Mike Pence is half robot, half man.
Irregardless, he's probably the most boring person in the entire world.
Yeah.
If you look at him, you fall asleep.
Why couldn't he been an exciting robot like K2 from Rogue One.
He looks like an old person's thumb with
Please
hair
no
on
Rogue
him.
One spoilers. I know this is the new year, but I'm just waiting to catch it in
You should have seen it by now.
That's my old fault.
I can't I
give
wish-
me one more day, you fucking prick. I'm sorry that I had to swear. Dr. Harold Ed Bornstein, MD, never swears except in his poetry.
Oh,
poetry. Okay, so, all right, well, so let's, there's all different types of resolutions. So we'll get back to Donald's body. But some people make resolutions to be more creative. And you're a poet. What would you say if someone wants to?
What kind of resolution is that?
Who wants to make a resolution to be more creative?
To change their personality?
This seems hyper-specific to a small subset of people living in both Los Angeles and New York area.
Well, yeah, the artist community.
You'll never achieve anything if your broad-based goal is be more creative.
Well, okay, I guess I'll just start making bracelets or something.
Well, you're a poet, though.
I am a poet.
How do you get that magic out on the page? Because I'm thinking about writing more this year.
All day for me, it's bodies, it's blood, it's brains, it's burping, it's bellies, it's a lot of B-words. See, I just was accidentally alliterating there because my poetry mind is engaged. Mm-hmm. I was scribbling in my moleskin on the Uber Select ride over here to the studio.
So how do you get yourself from seeing the bodies to writing on the page? To creating a poem?
Well, one really needs to come down after a day of looking at Donald Trump's body. because it's very difficult. He's of the age in which he is at risk for prostate cancer, but he will not allow anything in his butthole.
So you can't check out his
prostate. No one believes that.
I'm not allowed to go into his butthole. He says it's a sacred area for only I forget what her name is, his wife. He refers to her as Ivanka or Tiffany.
Melania.
And, oh, okay. Well, whatever. He says his wife, Ivanka, is the only one that could go into his butthole.
And we're having a very, like, everyone knows I'm a big Donald Trump supporter, but I am concerned how we haven't seen Melania on the stage in months. We haven't seen her in public, right?
I saw Melania this past weekend. I was at the Hard Rock Cafe in Vegas, and she was dancing above a blackjack table.
No!
Two of the absolute least surprising specifics I've ever heard.
And the Hard Rock Cafe, because we're here in D.C., but I fly out to Vegas sometimes. Hard Rock Cafe is by far the saddest of all of the casinos.
I believe it's because of the dancing women. I don't know who really wants that while they're gambling.
Think twice about what you just said. You're going to Vegas to the Hard Rock Cafe.
And it's the saddest one.
Of course it's sad. You are
I don't
very
make
sad
it person. Sad.
You're flying out to Vegas alone, wandering the streets with a bunch of food that you put in a big napkin from a buffet.
I've got a big fucking cargo pocket full of king crab legs, and I'm ready to rock.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Those things just get better as they get warm, but you can only have them for about 2 hours, and then all sorts of critters start growing.
I've got Donald Trump off crab. He's
you got him
in 2017.
Off crab.
He's no longer going to be eating crab.
Now, what are some of the health effects of eating crab?
Well, both of his feet have full-blown crystallized into two gout stubs. As a matter of fact, he leaves a trail of glitter if he walks barefoot. So I had to get him off crab and soft cheeses and shellfish, which was most of his diet for a bit.
Oh, my God.
And so, I've had to get him on a more American diet. He requested to be even more American.
Wow, that seems impossible. He's the most American person I've ever met.
If you've noticed, he's a big fan of fast food and chain food restaurants.
He loves McDonald's.
Loves McDonald's, loves KFC.
KFC.
He really does, because that's because he's so American. His blood is designed to eat the sodium that is in those fast food chains.
Wait. So do you say his blood has a different composition than yours or mine?
His blood is the reddest blood I've ever seen.
Wow.
And there are elements of his blood that are both white and blue as well. Uh-huh. So Donald Trump, hold on. Let me just make sure I have this right. Yes, his blood is as red as crimson. The whites of his blood is as white as... Okay, skip that. Don't want to say that. And the blue of his blood is as blue as an American sky after Pearl Harbor. Wow. These are, of course, medical beliefs. I did not just sign a document printed up by someone in his campaign. He truly bleeds red, white, and blue.
That's disgusting. Are you sure it's not the white? Is not pus?
The white is not pus. We've had it checked countless times. We thought at different times it was pus. It was ranch. It was goat cheese.
Goat cheese?
But no, it's just his white blood cells are so pure, white, untainted by any invasion, any disease.
Because famously he doesn't drink or use tobacco products.
He does not drink or use tobacco products because those are un-American things, beer and cigarettes.
It's really amazing that, and again, I'm a huge Donald Trump fan, but it's amazing that he doesn't
you
have
You can
any,
stop saying that.
I'm a huge Donald Trump fan.
Everyone knows.
Middle Americans are so excited to hear that Donald Trump is just like them, a man that lives in a tower, has never had a beer or a cigarette.
He's only
been married to models that he purchased.
It's amazing that his body looks so good considering he has no vices.
I know. It's one of those things. Sometimes you need a vice to get an edge, and Donald Trump's only his only vice is patriotism.
He's technically obese, right?
He is. Well, that's the thing. A lot of people assume he's obese, but he has what's considered peritonomy, which is the anatomy of a pear. So a pear is a fruit, a very healthy fruit.
I've seen them. I want to try one.
High potassium, high zinc. High carbohydrates, but good carbohydrates, the fructoses, the fructylases, the sucroses, and the whatnots. And he is one quarter pear. He's one quarter pear. If you look at him, it's mostly pear meat that's around his waist.
Wow, so that's not, he doesn't have fat cells, it's just
pear meat.
It's
not fat cells, he truly is, like people say he's pear-shaped, and he takes that as a compliment, because his grandfather... Not a lot of people want to know this because he's trying to keep that. He's a pure American. I don't know if you know this, but Donald Trump is 50% Ojibwa Native American.
What?
Yeah, that's according to some deep research I've done here. You can see
that is a huge scoop.
Yeah, because he believes himself to be so American that he is – well, he's
– Native American, wow.
He says that upon owning so many casinos in the northeastern area, he considers himself officially a member of the Ojibwa clan of the Chippewa tribe.
Wow.
And he says that he has been in a number of different sweat lodges, and he's dealt with a number of different chieftains and shamans, and he believes that he is one of them.
I believe that because if Donald Trump were there in the beginning when the Indians were talking to the pilgrims, he would have made a better deal.
He's a deal maker.
They would have been all pushed across.
He is. I hadn't heard that. I didn't know that was one of the salient issues deals. He was trying to.
He would have made a great deal with the pilgrims. The Indians would have still
had me a free air conditioner. I have a Carrier air conditioner in my office now.
That's
I have 60 Carrier air conditioners that I'm holding for him. He said they fell off a truck while he was in Indiana.
Wow.
So I'm just holding on to them. He says he's going to swing by and pick up 56 to 59 of them, but I can have 1 to 5 of them.
I love that Donald Trump is making such good deals and getting such little.
Donald Trump has not paid me once for medical services because he's made such a good deal for himself.
Why do you accept that?
Because it's a – well, as you know, I took over my father's business when he passed away.
Which is insane Jacob that you just Steve. Inherited his client.
Yes, I was a junior high lacrosse coach until passed away, that I took over his medical practice. Mm-hmm. I spent a day having Donald Trump explain medicine to me.
Oh, now Donald taught you.
He knows everything. He's one of the smartest guys. He reads books. Yeah. He gets daily briefings on medical history.
He's like a smart person.
Person.
Wow, that's amazing. For someone else that wants to go into the medical field, someone that maybe their resolution this year is to become a doctor.
Okay, that's better than be creative.
So if there
also a big resolution to just choose to be a doctor. It's not like your father was a doctor who died under mysterious circumstances and you kept him alive in the office and used a ventriloquism to continue making appointments under the auspices of your father, Dr. Jacob Bornstein, MD, and you kind of weekend at Bernie's your way into 6 or 7 months of being a doctor.
So when did you admitting a
when
lot
did you actually
your-
get rid of the body? So I understand that you just used his body as a ventriloquist dummy, but when did you finally get rid of it?
The body is officially not working as a doctor anymore, but it is still not gone. It is outside our medical practice, dressed in scrubs as if he's running late to work. So anytime anyone comes by, they're just like, well, doctor, how's it going, Dr. Jacob? And he's like, he doesn't make any noise except for the slow expelling of both methane gas and liquids.
Well, I think that's some pretty good advice for the kids out there if they want to become a doctor.
I love that he's
if
in
you
rush.
Want to become a doctor, be very comfortable with watery stool. As Donald Trump's doctor, I'm dealing with buckets upon buckets of watery stool a day.
Well, we got to take a break, but when we come back, we want to talk more about exercise, getting the body moving, things you can do in 2017.
All right. I'll blow my nose while we're on break.
When Hard Nation returns. We are back with Harold Bornstein. Now, Dr. Bornstein.
So you had an opportunity to look at the Ziploc bag full of watery stool.
Yes, and it is extremely watery.
It's a party-sized Ziploc bag.
It's for freezing freeze pops for a bunch of – when I used to coach a lacrosse team, that's an old freezer pop bag.
Yeah.
But now I use it to store Trump's stool to bring around. I brought it on Dr. Oz. Brought it on Oprah. I brought it with me into court once, but it was more of just a secret.
Don't you worry about fecal matter leaking?
Not the presidential-elect's fecal matter. It is some of the cleanest, top-notch, political, patriotic fecal matter you've ever seen. If you look inside there, here's some fast food.
Oh my God, that's a whole chicken nugget.
Here's water directly from the East River.
Oh, it seems like unhealthy. I mean, I trust you because you're employed by Trump, and he's never employed anyone that is not trustworthy.
I'm becoming an ambassador to Kuala Lumpur.
You are?
Oh, wow. Yeah. Congratulations.
Yes, I'm going to be working with exclusively giving cleft palates to children there.
Giving them. You want to be taking those away from
kids. Trump said something about cleft palates. I don't got the details. I'm just going to get there and start giving them away.
Oh my God.
So exercise, improving your body. Now, what do you recommend for someone that's not as – I weigh 350 pounds. And someone
that's really not that much.
Well, It seems like
350 pounds is completely reasonable for a human being.
It seems like nearly a humorous amount.
What are you, in your mid-30s or higher?
higher.
Oh, okay. Well, that's dangerous.
Thank you, though, for mid-30s. I appreciate that.
You look fantastic.
How do I make this body better? Because I want to be strong. I want to be able to run. I want to have, you know, when people put down those tires and they run back and forth.
You will never do that.
Oh, okay, like an NFL combine.
Yes. Yeah, I want to be an NFL combine guy.
Okay, that's kind of something I've been working on with Donald. He said he wanted to really, excuse me, I'm so burpy.
You spit up there. Something came out of your mouth.
That spit is the same color that came out of that Ziploc bag.
Okay, so here's the thing.
Can we talk about this?
The Uber Select was stuck in a lot of traffic, and the bag started leaking. And he was like, if this leaks in the car, you're going to get charged $200 to your Uber account. And so I had to just kind of sip gently from a haul of the bag. And I'm feeling a little nauseous. And then I have all these Mentos and Diet Dr. Pepper, and I just keep foaming and burping and for exercise.
Oh my God.
I'm sorry. Did we get off track? Let's talk exercise.
No, I'm just picturing all the frothy, carbonated Donald Trump fecal matter.
Oh, that's
stomach.
Okay. They went down my esophagus into my stomach, and now I'm being processed into my small
intestine. No more body parts. No more body parts.
So exercise.
So I have Trump on a regimen. Trump needed a regimen. He said, I'm going to be president in no time. Everyone is supporting me. It's going very well. I'm on a fucking rocket ship to the White House, baby. And he wants to make sure he's in tip-top physical shape. So I have him. I have some – he's on completely – I got him off fast food briefly. I got him on all grass-fed, pasture-raised, high omega-6 horse meat. And he's eating exclusively racehorse meat at this point.
Oh, my God.
He's having up to 7 pounds of ground. Yes, it's very lean meat. And it's, he insists on only eating champions. So we've had Man-O-War.
No!
He had a big old...
Man-O-War's is still alive.
He had Man-Witch-O-War. He ate a bunch of meat made from Man-O-War.
Oh, my God.
I've broken down a number of different horse hooves into assorted sausages and stuff for the president-elect.
Oh. I'm actually not that disgusted by it. Well, I can't imagine him in athletic gear.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he's been training. So in addition to switching him to all horse meat, he is a busy guy. He's got a lot of stuff going on. He doesn't necessarily have time to get into the gym or to get into the sauna. So what we do is we have a bunch of old Spanish Fly and Zenadrid from the early 90s that is just super clocked with guada and epinephrine, two things that have been outlawed by almost any organization.
Now, Spanish Fly is something that was like made people amorous, right?
Yeah, that's Bill Cosby's.
It's a date rape drug. So we have him on a cocktail of date rape and amphetamines. He's vibrating. He is vibrating on a daily basis. He's fucking hopped up. His receptors are firing on all cylinders. His mitochondria, his vacuoles.
Now I don't want to second guess
Golgi
this.
Complex.
Okay. Vacuoles, we're getting down to like the cellular complex. Level.
I don't want to second guess this, but aren't you worried that this mix of uppers in the amphetamines and downers with the Spanish Fly, that this is going to rip him apart, that this will create some sort of heart attack or aneurysm?
We would be concerned. In a normal patient, you would be concerned about a heart attack. But Donald Trump in the late 90s had his heart removed and replaced with a small Ford engine because it said it was built Ford tough. And this is lore. He won't let me look at any chest x-rays or anything like that.
But you should be able to look at them. You're his doctor. Yeah. You should be able to look at all that
stuff. Oh, no. My father is his doctor, so I don't have full access.
Oh, wait. So you're not his full doctor.
Is that a legal thing?
It's a legal thing. Technically, my father is his doctor.
Even though he's dead.
But I do have power of attorney of my father, so I can sign medical documents on behalf of my father, but I'm not technically Donald's doctor.
Now, some people don't have access to Spanish Fly or amphetamine, so it's going to be harder.
I think you can buy Spanish Fly in like a bodega.
Oh, you can?
Yeah, I believe it's really stepped on shit, though, so be careful.
It's not the good stuff.
Now, if you want good, like, you don't want to be smoking gas station K2 or popping gas station. Although we do have Donald is on a steady stream of K2 and Crocodile.
Oh yeah,
both synthetic marijuana drugs.
That was the one that would make people go crazy. There was like some sort of fake marijuana dust.
Yeah, it was. It is like has similar effects to bath salts. It is what Florida people causes Floridians to eat faces and whatnot. But
wait, you had Trump on that?
Yes, but it's the only thing that could even him out.
I was going to say, what was going on with his jaw in the debate? In the debates especially, he was chewing on his jaw, and I've only seen that in cocaine users.
Oh, yeah. He was really on amphetamines, but you don't have to be concerned about his jaw. That is not a human jaw he has anymore. That is a John Deere tractor fad belt that is holding his mandible in place because he wanted to be more in touch with Americans.
What percentage human being is he?
Oh, God, that is not a question for a doctor, because he's 25% pear.
Uh-huh.
And he's
that went up.
And he's a quarter portion pear. And he's about 15% android, biomechanical.
I want to throw this out here because there's a lot of people talking that 8 years of Trump might not be enough. And the majority of Americans, 70-80%, are hoping that he does 12, 16, 20, 24, 28,
I think
32.
Once he has term limits abolished then he gets the 3/5 rule in place for both women and blacks, he's going to hold.
I mean, it's already in the Constitution.
It's already,
I'm not saying I don't agree with that stuff. I'm very pro-civil rights.
He has the Constitution. He has the Constitution on an iPad mini that's next to his toilet. And when he goes in there and just pours watery stool down the drainage system of Trump Tower, he'll read through the Constitution and find so many interesting things. So,
I don't believe he's ever used a computer.
You don't think he has? Well, how does he tweet out his poetry?
Oh, he has a giant keypad that's on an iPad. Like, he has a bunch of iPad. Each iPad mini is one letter. And he goes up to a wall and just sort of slaps around with his hands.
So it's like the piano in Big.
It's like the piano in Big, which is, one of Trump's favorite movies, except he always wishes he could go to a booth, wish to be small, be a kid exactly his daughter's age, and, just kind of live exactly at the same age as his daughter, go to high school with her, and she not know who he is.
Well, I mean, of course, now she's the first lady. She's staying in the White House in the first lady room. So maybe he has that opportunity.
Wait,
now.
What?
His daughter will be sleeping in the Lincoln bedroom.
So going forward, we're going to have a lot of people that are showing up at the White House trying to be fit like Trump. If people want to form exercise groups or, Trump collectives, how would you recommend that people get together and work out together?
Well, Trump was actually – he's talking about this. He's going town to town to have exercise rallies.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to be out in small town America just sort of it's going to be called the victory lap, and then the lap's going to be in quotes because it's going to say victory lap, and then it's going to say an actual lap. He's going to get everyone together, and they're going to jog around. He's going to get all his supporters, and they're going to jog through small urban, heavily minority neighborhoods, and they're going to have pitchforks and torches and stuff to just kind of say, like, we're serious about fitness.
Wow. So how does a pitchfork say that you're – it's because, like, the farmer –
Look, Trump could give everyone a barbell or a kettlebell or a dumbbell to get them in shape, but he's like, no, this is America. He's giving people pitchforks, big-ass crosses / torches. You could do whatever you want with them. He's going to give –
it's kind of a CrossFit kind of thing.
Oh, my God. I would love to see Donald Trump's approach to a kettlebell. I would love to just put a kettlebell in front of him and watch him try to interact with it.
And watch him ask his doorman to move it.
Yeah.
Wow.
What do you think his life expectancy is?
I believe Trump is technically immortal. So
this is good because I think he could do 16
to 24 years, no problem.
I think easily we need to do that. I think we need to have Trump in power until we leave the planet at the very least.
He's good. It'll take at least 8 hours before he fully sheds his full-blown skin and then is reborn as 5 years younger Donald Trump. That's something a lot of people don't know about. He molts completely.
And he'll be born as Donald Trump from 2011.
Yes.
Oh,
and
wow.
And people will still be like, I'm not positive how I feel about him.
Well, yeah, we gave him a lot of time there. There's a lot of people think that Seth Meyers created the Trump presidency.
Ooh.
With his jokes at the White House Correspondents' Dinner in 2011.
Oh, Please don't tell Seth Meyers that.
He's aware of it. He gives Seth Meyers a lot of power.
He's aware of it.
I don't know that he is.
No, he is.
I don't think the people who support Trump watch Seth Meyers. I don't think the people who hate Trump watch Seth Meyers. So.
All right. So I have six daughters and a beautiful wife. And
you lucky bastard.
Yeah. Well, how do I get the family moving together? Because sometimes exercise can be just like a thing that just the boys go and do. But we're a bunch of gals over in the Hart household.
Donald would always take his whole family away to an exercise camp. Like they'd go to Africa and the boys would work out by driving around in jeeps and firing high-powered rifles at endangered species.
Okay.
Yes, they would shoot assorted zebras and tribesmen. And, you know, sort of take photos with them for fitness purposes while all the women in Trump's family were having their clitorises mutilated by the local witch doctors.
That sounds awful. I don't want that to happen.
That is not exercise. I guess if you're wiggling and screaming that much,
they would let the women kind of run away, and then they would chase them for fitness purposes. And you never run faster than when the threat of clitoral mutilation is
coming. I can't get behind that. I have to draw the line at genital mutilation.
You're telling me Trump has me Trump has me working on these things around the clock, trying to get them back to normal.
You're a plastic surgeon as well?
Look, I'm not even a doctor, so I think I could fucking get in there and jimmy stuff around.
Jimmy stuff around.
I hadn't even seen a clitoris until I took this gig.
What is your approach to repairing it? What do you use?
I'm using we got Play-Doh, Gorilla Glue. We've got some. We do use some strategic pubic hair wigs to hide
some merkins. Damage.
Yes, merkins.
I had to wear a merkin
named for Angela Merkin. Not a lot of people know that.
Yeah, and.
Who is Angela Merkel?
Is she not the German chancellor?
You're thinking of Angela Merkel.
Oh, okay. Well, the other one. Merkel wears a merkin.
That's her family name, like an Ellis Island thing.
But in Germany.
Yeah.
During the Holocaust, they're like, now that we know we're the Merkin family, they know we're Jews who make pubic wigs. Yeah. They're like, switch it to Merkel. The Merkels are all Anglos.
Well, this is all a lot that I didn't know about European history. We'll have to have you back.
I've written a few poems about European history.
We have to head out, but can we go out on one of your favorite poems that you think is the most inspiring as we march towards Donald's inauguration day?
Sure. I have a poem here called "The Magnificent Ted" or "Will the Real Dr. Monsoon Please Stand Up?" It's a dual title poem. It's the second in a series of epic poems by Count Harold, which I believe is by Poetry Day, but
yeah.
'Twas 18 November of 72, hardly a man cared or knew or remembers this famous date and year, but 10 strange souls had waited for weeks to see their Pedro battle the Sheik. 5 rows from the action were they to sit, so none would miss a kick or a hit. 8 came early, but there were despair for. Cappy and Eddie still were not there, as the lights were dimmed and all didn't know it was starting time for the wrestling show. That's right, this is a poem about professional wrestling. I think Dr. Monsoon is referring to Gorilla Monsoon. Then came the wrestlers and the referee, and Alton were there in time to see Tony Garin beat Vincent Pometti by tying Vince up just like spaghetti. From Good distant run. Lands had they come there to do battle and all just in fun, but the Ted screamed for blood and sacred honor for Olympico to beat mean Chuck O'Connor. Linda screamed and Gilby moaned, Peter sighed and Jackie groaned as Buddy Wolf blew out his cork on the golden boy from White Plains, New York.
Wow. That made absolutely no sense.
It's an excerpt from The Magnificent Ted, which, of course, I think is referring to a wrestling pay-per-view in a pre-Hulk Hogan era of professional wrestling.
The only...
How can I be a bad doctor if I'm so obsessed with professional wrestling that I write poetry about it? It's such a good sign that I'm no medicine.
I think that Trump is in good hands, I have to say.
Trump asked me to... Yeah, I know. It's a little off, right? I have 2 lines that rhyme and 2 lines that don't because I'm a freestyler.
But I like it whenever anyone rides something with fun. Like, here we come. Let's have some fun.
Yeah, it's a classic Toucan Sam. My name is Toucan Sam, and I'm here to say.
Yeah, exactly.
Also, Scott... exclusively how Scott Aukerman raps.
You listen to I'm
a huge
Bang Bang?
Comedy Bang Bang fan.
Bang Bang fan. So you are, you know about the
I'm
creatives.
All over the forums. I'm in the forums posting, hey, dog man.
So,
hey, dog man.
So if you can give one piece, if the most important piece of health advice, some people say don't smoke, get us out of here with one, the most important thing you can say to people that just want to be healthy.
Okay, this is a big one. If you ever find yourself in a small private jet, be sure to be eating fried chicken, okay?
With a knife and fork.
With a knife and fork, keep the sides sealed. Maybe definitely take a photo of yourself before you dig in. Take a before and an after so everyone knows I really eat food like a real person.
Wow. Mm. That's some good advice.
That'll help almost no one. Mm.
Dr. Harold Bornstein, thank you for leading us into a healthy 2017.
Thanks for having me. Can I leave this bag here? Can I throw this out?
No.
No, please take that out.
All right, fine. I'll give it to that Kevin kid at the front.
Ugh. Don't eat that chicken nugget.
Okay, just, go ahead and... All right, so when we... Go ahead and scrub... Okay, we're locked in the studio because on his way out, the bag of fecal matter exploded all over the offices.
Yeah.
So we have to stay in here as a crew comes in.
And as I said when he first took it out, it is a giant family-sized bag.
It is.
So there was a lot in there.
Although, I mean, that is...
A 20-piece chicken nugget.
Wow.
Yeah.
It just went right...
Undigested.
Went right through Donald Trump's system.
Like corn.
Like corn.
Yeah.
You know what? I hate to say this. I don't think Donald Trump's that healthy.
Huh.
Yeah.
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 Why?
It just doesn't... All the things that the doctor was saying, it doesn't seem like the things that a healthy person would be doing.
Be made partially of a pear and a Ford engine? No.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Huh. Well, we'll have to see how this... And I thought that you really did a great job with your resolution. You're very accepting of this, of the doctor.
Yeah, I didn't fight with him too much because there was just too much fucking crazy for me to deal with.
Yeah. Well, I mean, remember, there's 4 more years and the left is already exhausted. Everyone's exhausted.
No, I'm not exhausted. I'm just figuring out what to do.
It's good. We're closing the border here at Hard Nation.
This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Scott Aukerman and Chris Bannon. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com.